And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 24th of December, 2009. It's Christmas Eve, subject of the holiday poem that begins, "'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there." 1914 on this day, World War I going on in Belgium. German troops in Belgium began decorating their trenches and singing Christmas carols. Their enemy, the British, joined in the caroling, and there was an informal truce. The soldiers came across out of the trenches, greeted each other in no man's land, exchanged gifts of whiskey and cigars. In many areas, the truce held until Christmas night. Other places, it didn't end until New Year's Day. There's a story by Damon Runyon that takes place on Christmas Eve called Dancing Dan's Christmas, set in New York City at a speakeasy owned by a man named Good Time Charlie on West 47th and Columbus. Christmas Eve, and all the friends are drinking mugs of Hot Tom and Jerry, when there's a knock at the front door, and in comes a good-looking young gangster by the name of Dancing Dan, with a package under one arm. He has a Tom and Jerry, and another, and talks about the girl he adores, Miss Muriel O'Neill. A guy dressed as Santa knocks on the door, and they recognize that it's their pal, Uki, who's a janitor, but this week he's playing Santa Claus. And they give him Tom and Jerry's, and he passes out drunk. And Dancing Dan decides to try on Santa Claus's outfit. They take it off Uki and put it on Dancing Dan, and they decide to go out on the town and look for stockings to stuff. They're all drunk. They head up Broadway to West 49th Street, and they climb the 5 flights of stairs to the little tenement flat where Miss Muriel O'Neill lives with her grandma. And they walk in, and they find a stocking hanging there. Dancing Dan opens the package he'd had under his arm, and he dumps out a bunch of diamonds, diamond rings and bracelets and brooches and necklaces, and sticks them all in the stocking. And then the narrator remembers headlines from the afternoon papers about the robbery of a diamond merchant. A few weeks later, learns that Grandma O'Neill had died just after Christmas, believing that there is a God after all. And her daughter Muriel, who discovered the diamonds, called the diamond merchant, returned the stolen goods. He gave her a $10,000 reward, and Dancing Dan has gone off to San Francisco to reform himself of his outlaw ways and train to become a respectable dance instructor so he can come back and marry Muriel O'Neill. Dancing Dan's Christmas, from Guys and Dolls, the stories of Damon Runyon. Here's a poem for today, a sonnet by Gary Johnson, entitled Table Grace. Here we sit as evening falls, like old horses in their stalls. Thank you, Father, that you bless us with food and an address, and the comfort of your hand in this great and blessed land. Look around at each dear face, keep each one in your good grace. We think of those who went before and wish we could have loved them more. Grant to us a cheerful heart, knowing we must soon depart to that far land to be with them. And now let's eat. Praise God. Amen. Table Grace by Gary Johnson, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.